Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to The Early Edge. My name is Sia Najat, otherwise known as the Counselor of Cash, and we've got another great show lined up for you. Of course, we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Let's see how we did on the recap screen yesterday. We have more losses than wins here. Now, we did have Amex with two picks. He had a long shot pick that was in that lean category, but it was on the recap screen. The Juan Soto, two plus walks. Amex is going to come here in a second. I think he might have had three walks. That was plus 423. Sportsline pick hits, but honestly, we got three losses on here. So more losses than wins. Zach, one of Amex's picks goes down, and then we had another loss there as well. But ladies and gentlemen, we turned the loss into wins because today is about wins and check marks, but it's also about vibes on BPE Friday. Let's go. We got Brad Thomas. We got Amex. We got the sniper. And wait a second. We don't have Mr. Chip Patterson. So, Buckets, if you don't mind, a chip me up.
Good morrow, Sia Najad. Good morrow, Brad. Good morrow, Amex. And good morrow, Matt Sniper, Ben Wittenstein in the Early Edge chat. Verily, tis Friday, my friends, and our slate doth bear a multitude of sportive spectacles. We shall partake in baseball and the most noble and ancient of games, football, as well as many others. So hear me, good fellows. Go forth and quaff a draught, feasting on victuals to satiate thy belly and celebrate the repose of the fortnight.
Sniper, what the heck was that?
I don't know. I'm prepared to say I liked the second half. The first half, you got to bring the energy, though. You know, it's got to be good morning, Sia. Good morning. You got to go through everybody.
All right. We got a little bit of it from Sniper. Amex, speaking of exciting things, we've got the entire MLB slate back. How excited are we to be done with the break?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to get back into things. And there's so many games and so many missing pieces of information that have been trickling in this morning and lineup announcements, pitching announcements and all that. So we're getting back on the horse today. A very, very exciting time. I've just sat at my kitchen table for the last like 4 days looking at the walls. I didn't really know what to do.
Brad Thomas, you've got World Cup. I know you're keeping an eye on the Open Championship and Corrales. How are you feeling today?
Dude, I'm stoked, right? Sam Burns doing all right. Listen, I'm going to say this. It's not a pick, but I just bet Nick Dunlop 30-1 at Corrales. He's T1, has a ton of win equity. The reason he's 30-1 is because he's been absolutely dreadful. Like 30-1 right now, T1. He's on like hole 11 or something. Not bad.
not bad. There is a 10-way tie for first place. So, I mean, that's part of the reason there, as I was just looking. And by the way, my outright's over at the Open. I mean, Colin Morikawa, double bogey on his final hole. Matt Fitzpatrick completely imploded. I mean, yeah, this is just not going to be a good out. Maybe Corrales. I still have some guys in play, but Open Championship not looking good for me from an outright standpoint. Okay, here's the thing. Speaking of golf, and Brad, we're going to get golf questions in the chat. If you have Corrales questions, Open Championship questions, ask us because we'll get to those throughout the show. We're going to start the show with a ton of picks, partly because I have golf to give out. One of the matchups actually starts in 30 minutes. But Ben, let's do the sports line picks first. We're going to, again, hit the like button. We're going to overload you with picks on the front end here. Here are the sports line picks. The D-backs, money line, -104 from EC. And Micah Roberts with the Red Sox money line at -116. Those are two MLB picks. We've got plenty more from the Sniper and from AMAGS. Let me get out my golf picks really quick. And then, Buckets, we're going to go right to the World Cup. I've got two plays. One of them starts, I believe, at 10:37 Eastern time, and it's in the Open Championship. Believe it or not, some of these guys have not teed off yet. I'm going to go with Ryan Gerard in a three-ball matchup. Again, three-ball matchup. You can play this over at DK. Ryan Gerard -120 over David Puig. Now, I really like Ryan Gerard in general. The approach play has been a little sketchy lately, kind of losing on approach. Not kind of. Losing on approach over his last three tournaments. But it looked perfect yesterday. And we know with Ryan Gerard, we're going to get some inconsistency, sometimes with the short game, sometimes with the approach play. But I'm just not that impressed with David Puig, and I don't know that he's a great course fit here either. So I think Ryan Gerard -120 is a pretty good number. I almost went Mav McNealy. If anybody out there likes Mav McNealy, his price over David Puig, again, in the three-ball matchup category, is -130. I prefer to pay the -120 on Ryan Gerard. Now let's go over to Corrales. We've got a three-ball. Not every book is offering three balls, but plenty are. I like Alejandro Del Rey at +122 over Yuto Katsuragawa and Peter Malnati. Now, Katsuragawa is a guy on the Euro Tour that's been okay, kind of middling. Peter Malnati has not been good on any tours as of late. And Alejandro Del Rey, if you remember, I had him as a first-round leader yesterday. He was one-off, just missed. And he's been playing really well, especially over the last couple of tournaments. I think he outclasses both of these guys. It is a three ball, +122. Normally, we're looking at three balls with maybe something a little longer than this, but I'll take the +122 here on Alejandro Del Rey, who I think is live to win this tournament, by the way. All right, let's get to some soccer. We got baseball to get to. I've been talking too much, but I had to get those picks out because one of them starts pretty soon. Buckets, we got a World Cup final on Sunday, but you probably have picks in some random league that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, I got two picks from two random leagues. No, we've heard of these teams before. We got Bodo Glimt taking on Fredrikstad this afternoon. And if you watched the Norway team play in the World Cup, you might have saw Patrick Berg, who had a phenomenal World Cup with this Norway side. He plays for Bodo Glimt, so a little bit of synergy here for the rowers in the chat. I like both teams to score in this game. Bodo Glimt are the way better team. They've got 30 goals scored in just 12 matches in the Elite Serien of Norway right now. This is a team that they're probably going to end up winning this like 3-1, but this is a team that when you play Bodo Glimt, you have an understanding that unless if you are Tromsø or Viking, you're not going to beat them and you're not going to stop them from scoring. So a team like Fredrikstad, please excuse the dogs, they have to press for goals. They have to make something happen because if you sit back for 90 minutes to Bodo Glimt, you're going to lose this 8-0. So I expect Fredrikstad not to be good enough to win, but be good enough to cash our both teams to score bet. And then bet number two. We go to Sweden, where IFK Göteborg are taking on Brom Pojkarna, and we're going with both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at -110. And it would be very easy for me to go, well, when they played last year, they played two times, and the scores was 3-4 and 3-1, so it's hit at 100% hit rate. We could do something lazy like that. But ultimately, what I care about is these two teams' defenses are terrible. Göteborg have seen both teams score hit in 7 of their last 8 matches, and the one it didn't hit is when they played Malmo and lost 4-0 and got smacked. And that team that's hard to pronounce, Brom Pojkarna, they're not much better defensively. They're sitting a bit higher on the table in 11th, but 19 goals conceded already in their opening 12 matches while scoring 17 themselves. This is a game that screams goals for me, so I'll take the same game parlay at almost even money.
All right. We got names that I definitely can't pronounce, so you'll be featured, Buckets, on the recap screen. How about names I can pronounce? Sniper, you've got two moneyline plays on the Yankees and the Tigers. Kick us off with AMAG's Yankees.
Yeah, we're going to go with the Yankees here, much to the chagrin of, I think, at least one person in the chat, but that's okay. Look, the offense woke up in the last four games before the All-Star break, and I'd been answering questions on HQ for weeks. What's wrong with the Yankees offense? And there's only so many times you can say, Well, one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter in baseball, is hurt. Plus, the guys still in the lineup need to actually do their part. They started to do their part heading into the All-Star break. Two of them actually did their part in the All-Star game, in Cody Bellinger and Ben Rice. So now that the offense is awake, they get Roky Sasaki here right out of the blocks in the second half. Roky Sasaki, 8.61 ERA in his last five. The Dodgers have not figured him out. His transition here to a rotation in Major League Baseball has not been good. Walks and home runs sink him. If you're going to give up walks and home runs to the Yankees offense, you're going to get knocked around the yard. On the other side, I am expecting a big second half from Gerrit Cole. So I like the Yankees in this one, especially since it's basically even money. Also basically even money. This one really jumped out to me. Tigers at only -104. I got that locked in on Sportsline last night. Tigers are 22-14 since the start of June. They won 9 of their last 12 going into the break. I believe that they are motivated. The players are very motivated to keep Tarek Skubal around and add in front of the trade deadline. They're only 3.5 games out of a playoff spot. I still think the AL Central is a chance for them as well. They do have a bad road record, but if you look closer, they've won 5 of their last 6 on the road, including sweeping the Yankees. So going into Anaheim against the Angels, not quite as tall of an order, plus the pitching matchup heavily favors the Tigers. Troy Melton has been amazing, 1.82 ERA in 8 starts. On the other side, Reed Detmers has not been amazing. He's been awful in his last 4 starts, very inconsistent throughout his career. So I really like the Tigers here.
All right. How about some follow-up for your guy, PCA? Pogo Picks wants to know, do we like or do we get a PCA hits, runs, RBIs from Sniper? Well, not officially, of course, but he's up against Bailey Ober today.
I didn't play it officially. One thing is I didn't look too hard at the Cubs game because I wonder about the air quality with the smoke coming in from the Canadian wildfires and if they might cancel the game. If they do play it, it looks like the wind's going to be blowing out to left center, and Pete's good at going power-wise opposite field. So, yeah, I would like that one a lot.
Hey, Mags, I saw you nodding your head a bit. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, just some, really incredible hitting weather out there today, and one of those spots being at Wrigley, one of the best spots, if not the best. Of course, we do get game out in Sacramento and kind of those normal ballparks we think about as being the best. But Wrigley here today, if they do play this game, it looks like very solid hitting conditions.
Let's get to some soccer questions, Brad and Buckets. Obviously, we did, for those that are subscribed to Sportsline on the YouTube channel, you might have seen we've already done a video for the World Cup final. I think that's up on the Sportsline YouTube. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty positive. So you can check that out because it's Buckets, it's Brad, it's Martin Green, just laying out their picks for that game. But France team total over 2.5 and Mbappe to score or assist. I mean, that's a really high team total. Brad, any thoughts from this is a good question from DJ.
I don't dislike it at all, right? I think France are going to have the opportunity to score 2, possibly 3 in this match. England are going to have an interesting makeup in the midfield, I believe. There's no way they're going to start Declan Rice. And if I'm Thomas Tuchel, I do not start Elliot Anderson. Elliot Anderson has played a lot of minutes. He's been a workhorse, which means I don't think they're going to have control in the midfield. Mbappe is also going to be chasing the golden boot. So why not make it Mbappe to score? Because if they score 3 times and Mbappe is not one of the goal scorers, I think you're just going to be calling yourself unlucky, right?
Yeah, that seems like almost impossible. Steve Folkert's Buckets, France money line and Mbappe anytime goal scorer +150.
There's that anytime goal scorer leg that Brad mentioned. I like this a lot. I'll tell you the only way I'm playing this is I'm going to take Kylian Mbappe anytime goal scorer at -120. I'm going to take him to get 2 goals at +400 and 3 goals at +1900. England's manager, Thomas Tuchel, already said in an interview, we don't care about this game and we don't want to even play in this game. So you go with that mentality against someone who's chasing the golden boot, that he knows if he can score a couple goals, he's probably bringing home some extra silverware, because Messi, even if he scores, he's playing Spain. They're not scoring 2 or 3. So I think Mbappe might be the only motivated player on that pitch. I'm going to ladder him and just sit back and wait for France to win this 3-1.
Yep. That makes sense. And Ben has confirmed with me that we have both the third place game, which is the game we're talking about, and the World Cup final with Spain and Argentina already up on the YouTube channel from the CBS Sports Network content that we did yesterday. So make sure you check that out. Those videos are always good and they're always very concise, 6-7 minutes tops. Amags, I did that one for you. BetMGM players will receive an odds boost for the Open Championship. Get your Open Championship questions in here. We got Brad to answer them as well. To use the token, just make a bet in the Open Championship and activate the boost. If you win, you will receive extra winnings in unrestricted bonus dollars, courtesy of BetMGM. Tonight, we're going to have UFC and WNBA between 12 and 1 on CBS Sports Network. So check in for that. We'll have Hayden Iverson, Danny Brasco, and of course Calvin Wetzel to talk WNBA. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to talk more Major League Baseball. We've got more World Cup and soccer to talk about. We got answers to your questions right after this message from our partners.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Today's episode is brought to you by Mercury, radically different banking loved by over 300,000 entrepreneurs. Banking has stood still for decades, slow, clunky, and designed around its own convenience, not yours. Mercury was built to end that. Fast, elegant, and works the way you'd expect best-in-class software to work. No fighting outdated systems, no nickel and diming. Visit mercury.com to apply in minutes and experience the difference for yourself. Mercury is a fintech company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Banking services provided through Choice Financial Group and Column NA, members FDIC.
We're back on The Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. AMAGS, speaking of people that are back, Shohei Ohtani, you've got a prop on him.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of believe what the Dodgers are telling us, what Dave Roberts has told us, that this knee procedure, the draining of his knee was, precautionary, something to kind of get some irritation down and make him feel better, but it was not a super invasive surgery, something that would keep him out for an extended period of time. He said before going out to manage the All-Star game that Shohei Ohtani would be in the lineup for this series, likely not to pitch though. And when Shohei is not pitching, of course, I do think he feels he has to make an impact somewhere else, right? He's one of the only dual players that we've seen, but the obvious, most successful one, a great pitcher. But if he can't pitch, I do think he makes an impact here with the bat, likely to lead off here. So I'm going over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at a very playable price. In my opinion, this should be up near minus 160 or worse. So getting it minus 139 on DraftKings is some solid value here. I'm not going to overthink it. I know Gerrit Cole has been slightly better against lefties, but he's given up a bunch of power and home runs against lefties as well. And when you look at this hitting environment here tonight at Yankee Stadium, I know we've been talking about the smoke and this and that, the greenhouse effect and what it's going to do to the baseball. We saw the baseball fly in Philly last night. It was just solid pitching, honestly, kind of on both sides to, the chagrin of my Aaron Nola pick. But I don't think that something like that should keep the ball in the park here. You have two incredibly powerful offenses. So I do actually like the over or the Dodgers team total over as well, but wanted to at least bring this one to the table for the hits, runs, and RBIs. As long as Shohei Ohtani is in there, I'm going to just believe the Dodgers, believe he is healthy. And at this price, it's more than a good play for me here tonight on the hits, runs, and RBIs. Whether it's against Cole or the bullpen, you're just getting a ton of opportunities for a great price here on, of course, an elite hitter in a great hitting environment. So give me Ohtani over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And I'll have much more in the Discord and on the Sportsline website today as we get a bit more information from some of these games.
Hey, Max, I want to follow up with you and then Sniper on this 135 game, because I know afternoon games, especially on a Friday where we don't necessarily get a ton of those, people are going to be very interested in potentially investing there. 135 start, we got Griffin Jacks versus Jake Bennett. Red Sox at home. And Jeff Stewart says, I'm going to my first Red Sox game tonight. Is it a doubleheader? Because he's...
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, my bad. So he wants a pick four tonight. And this Red Sox money line pick, minus 116, I'm assuming because of the number, that's the afternoon game.
There's no line for tonight yet because the pitchers are to be determined for both sides. So
gotcha. So just to be clear, the sports line pick is for the day game, which starts in just a few hours. AMAX, any thoughts on that Red Sox game?
Yeah, I do side with the Red Sox in that one. I have to give Jake Bennett some credit. He's been really solid, but the ground ball rate is, I think, what you could try to hone in on this here. And I actually was looking at over 16.5 outs for him. He's been consistently pitching into the sixth inning. It's not like he's really been restricted. I get the pitch counts have been a little bit lower, but it's more so just he's been pitching really well and very efficiently. This is a Tampa Bay lineup that makes a bunch of contact. he's a pitcher that's probably going to get a bunch of ground balls. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him easily get through five and, you know, take a look at that sixth inning once again. So that was just a first look there for me, but I do side with the Red Sox, think that they could win on the money line.
Sniper, any thoughts here?
Very similar to AMAGS. I side with the Red Sox. I glanced at it last night before moving on and not taking it. The one thing that concerns me about the Rays right now is, first of all, I think they played a little bit over their heads in the first half. Secondly, Junior Caminero got hit in the hand in the All-Star game, and I assume he's going to play, but if there's a big bad bruise on that hand and he's compromised, it's not that deep of a lineup. They're heavily reliant on their big three with Caminero, Aranda, and Yandy Diaz.
Go ahead, AMAGS.
They also only have like four hitters that are good against lefties, and Caminero is the best one. You know, yeah. Yandy Diaz as well is in there. But if you're missing Caminero for this first game, if they try to sit him down and just say maybe he plays the night game, I think that that Tampa Bay offense really looks bad.
All right. We got more baseball questions, but Brad, let's get to your soccer. You've got a play on France and England, that third place game, and you've got another soccer play as well.
Yes, we will go to the French game first, the France game, the World Cup, France versus Spain, and I'm taking the chalk here, Mr. Kylian Mbappe to score a goal. I did play this on a sub-on book at minus 135 because while we do think Mbappe is going to go and chase the golden boot and chase goals here, there is a real possibility that he might not get it, and I don't see him playing the full 90 when you have other guys on the team that are hungry and deserving of playing time, especially in ultimately a meaningless game. We talked about England and their beautiful double pivot of Declan Rice and Elliot Anderson's not going to be a thing, right? Like I hardly believe that both these guys play. We might not get either of them, which then you look at the team's makeup, they don't really have many alternatives that can go and possess the ball, keep possession. I do believe after England had such a devastating loss, losing an extra time to England, stoppage time, excuse me, they're not going to be motivated in this game. France runs it up and Mbappe scores. The other one is the fake teams, right? Norwegian Soccer League, Bodø/Glimt versus Fredrikstad. I'm going with Bodø minus one in the first half, 80% first half win rate so far this season. It's a team through 12 games that has looked defensively stout. It's kind of a stretch to say that to some extent because it's Norwegian football. There are a lot of goals. I believe that Fredrikstad is going to sit deeper in this first half. While I do like Bucket's bet, I believe they're a team that's going to open up later in the second half when they're down goals. The good thing for Bodø as well is they had some World Cup talent that was not with the team or slowly started making their way back to the team. Now they're fully fit and fully available. So this is going to be a full power Bodø team. So I'm taking them to take them in the first half minus one. If they win by one, I'll eat it and just say, okay, it's a push. If you want a parlay piece because you don't have the minus one, you could take Bodø/Glimt halftime, full-time as a parlay leg. It's minus 175. Means they need to win the first half and then go on to win the game.
All right. Let's get to some more questions. I know we have soccer questions, but AMAGS, let me bounce this one off of you because it involves Ben Rice. And then Sniper, let me know if you have any commentary here. Ricardo Hernandez wants to know, over 1.5 total bases for either Ben Rice or he says James Woods, who, of course, is the actor. He's referring to actually James Wood.
Did you see, maybe I got fooled if this was a fake tweet, but I thought it was real. Pretty sure it was. His mom had tweeted and said, like, James Woods is the actor. James Wood is my son. So they definitely want to get that one straight. But I do like both of them, actually. Mentioned it in the chat. Ben Rice on the total bases. Also like him for the hits, runs, and RBIs. Always up near the top of the order. You can get him at a very playable price there for 1.5. And then similarly for James Wood, you're going to be up near the top of the order. If not leading off, he should be. And I do actually like this matchup. I like the righties more against Gage Jump. I forget his name there for a second. But, I mean, Wood is just so good. It's a great hitting environment in Sacramento. So I like them both. Yeah.
Sniper, any follow-up there? Also Marcel Petway says, well, this is for AMAGS, but Sniper, I'll give it to you. He says big Padres day for some reason, Michael King on the mound on the road. And any thoughts on any of that, Sniper?
Yeah, I'll just let AMAGS commentary stand before I agreed with most of that. Big Padres day.
I didn't really know what that meant. Is that like just because it was just Father's Day or something? I'm not sure exactly if there's like a reason for there to be a really big game for them here today. I actually was considering, though, maybe like the Royals – first five team total under, because you can get it 2.5 And I think Michael King could easily just kind of roll over them for five innings and then see what happens after that. So I was just looking maybe for some unders.
Yeah, the Royals are so bad, but I don't trust the Padres for anything at this point. They've been terrible since late April, and I think they're going to completely fall apart, and we're going to end up seeing them sell off a few pieces like Mason Miller.
Go ahead, Matt.
Real quick, he said it's Lugo in the chat. I think he just means Seth Lugo, and that Seth Lugo previously pitched for the Padres. Now he pitches for the Royals.
Okay.
That kind of a thing. But I think that there's not too much of a narrative there, honestly. Yeah, real quick, to Sniper's point, though, I did look it up here. That Rays team, just on the expected win-loss, they are 50-44. Their real record is 56-38. So they are 6 wins in the first half above what their expected win total should be. They have given up more runs than the Yankees and scored far less than the Yankees. So kind of to Mike's point yesterday about Yankees winning the East, it kind of lines up with what Sniper was saying earlier.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, for those that didn't watch yesterday, I think he had the Yankees to win the AL East as a future at, what was it, plus 128, something in that range, Amex?
Yeah, it was 125, I think. But yeah, it was, right there. I had a good price, in my opinion, for, where the Rays have been at, to Sniper's point. They've overachieved.
Buckets, I don't see a lot of World Cup questions. If you do, please let me know, or any other soccer questions. I do see something on from Balan Ali. How do we feel about Nashville, Atlanta, both teams to score and over 2.5?
So MLS is back. We saw the first couple matches yesterday. I don't hate this bet by any means. Just a reminder that it might take a sec for teams to kind of, knock the rust off after a little bit of a break here. Nashville is currently the best team in the Eastern Conference, 31 goals scored over their 14 games. So I've got no doubt they're going to score, but they don't concede a lot. And Atlanta's not exactly good right now. So I'd be careful this first week back for MLS. Usually I'd be fine with that. I'd probably stay off right now, though.
All right. Brad, do you see any soccer questions? And also, I see people dropping some of their golf bets in the chat. Anything from an Open Championship or Corrales standpoint that you want to mention?
I did see a lot of people praising Sam Burns while having 3 bogeys yesterday. I do like this bet. I know Andrew W. Luter said, I was looking at Kwanzaa over 1.5 tackles. I think that's going to be a very good one. Just feel like there's going to be so much French possession. Like France had their game against Spain where they weren't really possessing the ball a ton. This is going to be, I think, drastically different with them having so much motivation to, you want to win your last match for your coach for their national tenure, especially a third place match. Cause while it doesn't seem like something to many people, it's going to mean a lot to Didier Deschamps.
A strikeout prop that I want to throw at you, Amex, from Andrew Luters, who on over 3.5 Ks. Before I get there, though, he also likes the Vikings over 8.5 wins. I actually think the Vikings are super sneaky. I'm not a big Kyler Murray guy, but their quarterback situation was so bad last year, and they were still 9-8. So I actually think they're a decent long shot, earmuffs, Sniper, to win their division. But 9 wins is definitely in play with that coaching staff. Amex, Bailey over 3.5 Ks.
Yeah, I think I'll probably just sit that one out. I have to, at least say, go over 3.5 for a guy that's going to get a full workload. Generally, they will go over. But funny enough here, only have him around 80 pitches. I want to see maybe that's just a my bad type of a thing or a projection thing. But or maybe it's just a weather / ballpark, environment type thing. But maybe a little bit of a shorter outing and only had him, right around 3.5 strikeouts anyway. So I think the line's probably correct.
Something to keep in mind on this first outing out of the All-Star break is that every single bullpen is fully rested.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't usually have an entire bullpen who has had guys who haven't thrown for 4 days. Now, if you want to be a little bit more aggressive, then you can do that as a manager, which means if you expect Ober to get hit hard early, maybe the Twins have a quicker hook than usual, and then he doesn't hit the strikeouts.
Capper Taylor in the chat says, what's next? Pick the Cardinals to win the NFC West? No, I'm not going that far. I just think the North is a little bit more wide open than people think. I think the Vikings are, if we're talking about a, quote, bottom feeder team, I think the Vikings are actually, pretty good. Plus 575 to win the North. Real quick, Sniper, is it the Bears season? Are you expecting another great season from Chicago?
I am. Of course I am. Yeah. I'm a fan. I mean, and last year was really, really exciting. I know the comebacks thing is supposedly not sustainable, but a lot of the losses were really close and were toss-ups as well. It was just, every single game was close basically. So I do think that the NFC North is probably the toughest top to bottom division in the NFL.
That's fair.
So it wouldn't be shocking to see the Bears miss the playoffs this time around, but still be good. But I definitely think they'll be good.
Yeah, that's fair. AMAGS, we are going to get to the recap screen pretty soon, but you were asking about people guessing your hat. So why don't you feed everybody that info?
Yeah, I had seen Matt mention it. I don't know if anyone, Buckets, anybody got a guess on what this hat is real quick?
Adam Sandler played an animated movie where he was a lizard. Is it that?
That's not what it is. Iguana. This is the Palm Beach frozen iguanas.
Yeah.
What happens in Florida when it gets a little bit chilly, right? Yeah. You see those iguanas just laid out on the ground and they're frozen, as they would say. This is the alter ego for the single A team for the Cardinals that plays there in Palm Beach. The frozen iguanas. There you go, Crispin. Yes. I love to see it.
And Jen got that one as well. One more baseball question. By the way, that guess from Buckets was so specific that I just assumed it was right.
Buckets also giving me like Jeff Hardy vibes right now with the tattoos and the cutoff and the hair.
Major Jeff Hardy. And the hair like dangling down.
Yordan Alvarez over 1.5 total bases minus 110, AMAX.
Oh, yeah, I do like that one. I saw someone mention, what did they say? It was like him at home and whoever he was facing off here.
Yeah.
Dean Kramer. Him at home against Dean Kramer. Somebody said they liked that matchup. Yeah, I don't dislike that matchup either. If you're going to play the total bases for Yordan, throw a little bit on the walk as well, because you lose an at-bat if he walks, and he does walk a ton. So I like to kind of do that same thing we did on Soto, you know, maybe do that with Yordan as well.
All right. I think it's time for us to get to the unless hand up Brad or Buckets or Sniper. Anything I missed that we need to get to? Oh, go ahead, Buckets.
Nothing that you missed or needed to get to. But just a reminder to all my friends in the Midwest, please be careful today. That air quality is no joke. I had to take Frey out this morning. After about 5 minutes, my eyes were watering. So just be safe outside today.
Unless I'm confusing it with something else, even in the DC area, I'm noticing it. So I think it's even down here, which I can't imagine how bad it is north of me. So yeah, that's a really good shout out. Big Cheesy says, good luck today, fam. Certainly appreciate that. All right, let's get to the recap screen. And Buckets, and maybe Brad, you might have to help me out here. Okay, so at the very beginning of the show, I gave out this Ryan Gerard minus 120 play over David Puge. You actually still have 5 minutes to get it in, 6 minutes technically. This is under three ball matchups over at DK. Now, a three ball in Corrales is Alejandro Del Rey versus Yuto Katsugawa. And Peter Malnati, again, plus 122 on Alejandro Del Rey there. Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs, minus 139 from AMAGS. And then we go to, let's finish the baseball. Yankees money line, minus 102 from Sniper. And Tigers money line, minus 104 from Sniper. And then Buckets, you give out your plays. And Brad, you give out yours.
Bodo Glimt versus Fredrikstad, both teams to score at minus 120. And IFK Göteborg versus Brahma Poikarna, both teams to score in over 2.5 goals at minus 110.
France versus England, Kylian Mbappe, anytime goal scorer, minus 135 with the sub on feature included. Bodo Glimt versus Fredrikstad, Bodo minus one first half at minus 122.
Okay, I suppose I could have done Brad's, but there was no way I was going to be able to pull off Buckets. All right, let's get to the sports line picks as well, as we're looking to bounce back from a few losing days in a row here. D-backs money line minus 104 from EC and Red Sox money line. Again, this is game one. I should have specified that on the front end. Game one minus 116. That one's at 135 Eastern time. That one from Micah Roberts. All right. Capper Taylor says, great show. Absolutely love to see that. And Jen says, I joined late. Why do we have no plays on Argentina-Spain? Well, I will tell you that on the Sportsline YouTube channel that you're watching right now, please make sure you're subscribed. I know, Jen, you are. We actually have plays. Martin Green, Buckets, and Brad Thomas joined us on the show there. But, okay, real quick, Buckets, who do we think is going to lift the cup here?
I want to say something real quick. On that show yesterday, Brad, I believe you gave out a draw in regulation in 90 minutes. I gave out Argentina to win, and Martin gave out Spain to win. So we're covered no matter what. Someone's going to win a ticket tomorrow or Sunday.
Let me just say this. It's really tough, right? It's a final. It is two incredible teams. The numbers are super sharp as well. So I don't want to just come on here. I only want to deliver you guys winners. I don't want to come on here with something that I'm not very sure of.
But either way, Ben has dropped the link in the chat. So check out what they have to say about props and totals and of course, who's going to win it ultimately, because we have that for the third place game and the final game as well. All right. I guess we're done here. Buckets, Brad, A-Mags, Matt, and of course, Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Great show. Let's get a winning recap screen for Monday. We're really on the doorstep of NFL season, by the way. And I think we're probably, now that the World Cup is coming and going, maybe we'll have to bring back some of those MLB live shows that I know everybody absolutely loves. So buckle up. A lot coming on this Sportsline YouTube channel. Buckets, if you don't mind, can you close the show?
Good morning, Sia. Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, A-Max. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Early Edge Fam.
You know the law. Subscribe.
That was perfect. We rest our case.